Previously on Imagine Dungeons.
I am calling in my little favor. I want one of those wyvern eggs.
There is a deal with the Bartholomew estate for a wyvern egg. And the deal is supposed to go through in about 3 days. The arrow pierces the neck of the Groka. And in somewhat of an unceremonious end, it falls to the ground.
Stay down, you bastard.
Swill falls into this pool of green burbling liquid. And out from the acid pool emerges a shadowy serpentine dragon.
He is going to open his mouth, and from there emanates a cone of steam that he'll blow like fire directly at this dragon.
Among your other accolades, you can now add Dragon
Slayer. Oh my god.
I would be ashamed of myself as a DM to not tell you the loot that you got.
Oh, please.
After this little fight. Davey has discovered in this bedroom.
Well, it was important.
Thanks, Davey.
Davey comes out with a small little treasure chest. And it seems to be locked, but Davey just zaps it and pops it open. There are a pile of gemstones in here that's worth 500 gold. Mixed in it is 3 figurines of monkeys. They are doing the, you know, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. It's made out of an odd fossilized material. Sue, you would notice that one of the utensils on the table did not rise. It is a bone cleaver that is drenched in blood.
Ooh, I want to look at that bone cleaver.
One of the lesser-known Leave It to Beaver family members, but...
and bone.
Oh, gosh.
It's like the Festus of the cleavers.
You can tell that it's magical, but just from looking at it, you can't tell how so.
I think Sue will try and do one of those, like, you know, spin around your finger moves, and then, like, tuck it in her apron.
Can I take the monkey figures over to Ramshackle?
Sure.
Davey's untied him, right? Is he awake? Mm-hmm. Alive still, I'm assuming?
Yeah, when you guys get over there, he seems to be like finally coming to. You know, his eyes are open, but he seemed to be in somewhat of a daze. It's like, hey guys, I appreciate the rescue.
It's Ramshackle, right?
Yeah, that's what everybody calls me now.
And this is just a hunch. How do you feel about monkeys and apes?
Oh, I love them. It's my life's work.
And
why?
Glint kind of just offers him the 3 little monkey statues. Holds out his hands in front of him.
He picks one up and kind of looks at each angle of it. Then he puts his tongue on it.
It's like, oh, yep. Oh, Ramshackle, nasty.
This is exactly what I thought it was.
This is one of my nighttime statues.
And he hands it back to you and it's like, yep, that's a figurine of a wondrous power. And it's made of fossilized monkey dung.
Oh, gross.
It's known as copper light in the scientific community.
That's horrifying. Thank you. And Glenn's going to just like wipe it off on, I guess, I don't know. Maybe try and grab a napkin from the table and just wipe off his hands after touching these nasty old monkey poops.
They're fossilized. It's basically rock now, so...
Yeah, sure.
It's not gross.
No, not gross at all. That's exactly what I was thinking.
You guys know how when you lick random bones, it's fine? It's the same here.
It's true. thanks for rescuing me. I guess I'll just pat myself off here, and I could get you guys a gift. I don't have anything on me. He's like patting his pockets. He's like, they took my wand too.
Could it be encased in monkey shit?
I guess it could. Anything is possible.
Yep. That's a good point. Anything at all. Good point.
So, just a little layout of the cave. Sue, Fiddles, Glint, and Donnie, who is recovering, are all in this no longer hazy tail-shaped tunnel. The Groka has turned to dust, and so there's nothing that remains other than a pile of ash. Ridley is next to the unconscious Swill, and Davy is kind of chatting with Ramshackle near the dinner table.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
I know 50% of it sounds a lot like zip, 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 zip.
I know Ramshackle, we have established, is a freak.
He's nasty. He's a nasty
Ramshackle. Ramshackle's kind of doing it back to him where he's like,
beep, beep, boop, bop.
Some real Kronk energy.
Ramshackle. Yeah.
Beep, boop, or beepin'.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Boop, boop, or
squeak, squeak.
Gage, is that portal that the Groka was going to go through, did it disappear? I don't remember you saying what happened after he died. Is it gone?
It is not. It is still there. It is this like glowing orange portal with wisps of light that are floating out of it.
I think Donnie would check that out.
You can make an Arcana check if you'd like.
Nope. No, I don't recognize it much. 5 + 1, 6.
Say, oh. Kinda.
One thing about this is it is magical.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like real magic.
Donnie kind of like hunched over a little bit, exhausted from dying the second time in like a week. And looks at it for a while and like kind of waves it off and does a little half salute to the portal and starts to just turn around and walk back to his friends. Like, all right, whatever.
I mean, our goal is to get here, get Ramshackle, and get him back, yeah. Right? Get him back to Jody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Let's get.
There's one unexplored area of this cave that you have not gone to yet, and it is the left wing.
I think we should check out the left wing, but maybe like as a group this time. What do we think about sticking together?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely. That sounds right nice.
Six is better than one.
Unless you're talking about paper cuts.
That's
you know what? I'm adding that to the logic book. That's a really good point, buddy.
Ridley is not with you guys. He's in the other room.
Oh yeah.
And Ridley is going to can I try and stabilize Swill? You said he was passed out?
He is not dying, but he is unconscious.
Amen. Okay.
So you don't need to heal him or anything.
Okay, I don't need to. Okay, then Ridley's Swill. Hey, buddy. Hey, Swill. Hey, buddy. Can you hear me? Swill. Swill. Does anything happen?
His left eye, the one that does not have an eye patch on it, opens, but it is covered with this milky haze. Mm-hmm. Something is wrong with Swill. You know, you notice that his skin is pale and to the point where you can see some of the veins under his skin.
Okay.
And he is otherwise unresponsive.
I'm not good at any of these, but I know that I'm on my own. I think I want to see if Ridley knows anything that this could be other than obviously fell in a large pool of acid.
But is there anything like magical that Ridley has picked up on his journeys that maybe he knows how to direct this?
You could roll a medicine or an arcana check.
Okay. Roll a medicine, thinking he's been out there, you know, fair number of bumps and scrapes on the sea. You got a 15?
So, surprisingly to you, there doesn't seem to be any acid damage on his skin or even on his shell. Some of his, like, clothes, his eye patch, have acid burns on them, but his body does not. It seems that whatever ails him is something that is going on internally that you would think would have to be solved magically.
Okay. Okay, I think Ridley is going to say... No. Hang on, Swill. Hang on, buddy. Okay, and he's going to try and maybe just drag him towards the center room.
Mm-hmm.
And then start calling out because he doesn't really know where everybody is. And just like, hey, hey guys, is the boogeyman dead? I think so. Listen, Swill's not looking too hot. Can somebody help me?
Yeah, I got you, friend. Donnie will help carry Swill or whatever we need to do.
Okay.
Get him up on the table. Let's take a look at him.
We do that. Fiddles, we do that. I think, would head into the room as well.
Ridley, from what I can tell, doesn't look like the acid's done anything. Like, right. He looks fine.
Yeah, but I think there's some weird magic stuff going on.
Oh, that's not my expertise. Hey, Glint, we need you.
Yeah, I'd like to roll Arcana to see if I could tell what's going on.
Yeah, go for it.
Do it.
6 plus 6, 12.
Bet you wish you had some inspiration to re-roll that Arcana.
The damage that's been done to Swill after Sue and Ridley fill you in on what they saw him doing, I think you'd be able to tell that whatever has happened has done damage to his soul, which is something that, you know, you recently met Jody, who would probably know how to fix this.
This is, I'm going to be straight up with you all. This is beyond the realm of the physical. I think we're dealing with some sort of metaphysical injury. We did recently meet a woman who is well over 700 years old, so perhaps in her quite generous span of life, she's encountered something like
Glint,
this.
Hold that thought for just a second. I think we should take him to Jody.
You know, I think that sounds right. That's such
a
good
like
idea.
Jody Fiddles might know what to do here.
Sue will tap Fiddles on the back and then wink at Glint.
Sorry, Glint, what were you saying?
No, that your idea is better. We'll do yours.
You guys can see Ridley is actually like, I'm not doing a good job in my mind, but Gage told me if I need to roll for something. But he's this is actually like starting to really concern him.
Yeah.
In a way that he's tried not to, he comes off as like not really caring about this guy, but he's starting to sweat. And so, okay. Yeah, we could, let's take him to Jody. We've got the frog. But how much time does he have? Like, Glint, any ideas here?
God, do I know the answer, God?
With Ridley, with your 15 in medicine and Glint's 12 in Arcana, I think you'd be able to put together at least a picture that suggests that whatever is happening within Swill is not something that is necessarily putting him in dire need, as long as his like nutritional needs and stuff are met.
Okay.
I mean, do we think that, I know Ramshackle's a little eccentric, but do we think there's any chance that Ramshackle knows anything about fixing?
Upon hearing this, Ridley is going to walk to wherever Ramshackle is and put the screws to him a little bit.
When you walk up, Ramshackle looks up at you and pulls some tinted glasses out of his leather jacket pocket and puts them on. Goes, hey, compadre.
No, hang on. Let me see your eyes. You got any weird milky stuff going on up there?
He pulls him down the bridge of his nose, and you see that they are not no milk. they are yellow.
Like Marlboro smoker yellow?
Yeah, what part of the eye is yellow?
Is the iris the part that has color?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, his irises are yellow.
Okay.
A Sith.
Listen, you owe us. Come, I need you to come look at Swill. This, it never would have happened to him if not for you. Come take a look at this.
If you didn't come to my tower and bonk me, okay.
He like stands up and does a little bit of investigating on Swill. He's like, well, I think they probably did a little ritual on him and has probably done a little bit to his soul. And then he like extends his hand, but he doesn't seem to be able to control the spell that he can cast since he doesn't have his wand or his staff. So you see, like, as he holds out his hand to see if he gets a good one, like, a small ball of fire starts to form. And he's like, oh, nope.
the good news is that somebody should be able to get him right as rain. But I don't even know if I could if I had my staff. Unless you want him to explode or... I can make him smell bad.
Yeah, I'm not going to grace any of those questions with answers. I appreciate you taking a look. Is our work done here? Are we close? Or I want to make sure the Swill's okay, but are we all wrapped up here?
We got one little corner we could check out, but it feels like maybe we're in a rush. So you lead the charge here, man.
I think knowing that it's not a rush for like that he's not in immediate danger. And then I'm also 100%er in video games. I think Ridley would. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Donnie starts to kind of like pull Swill off of the table a little bit. He's like, hey, brother, why don't you grab the other side there? If you don't mind, we can go ahead and get him out. Maybe a little fresh air never hurt nobody. We can head on out and let these kids handle the pillaging and stuff. What do you say?
Yeah. That sounds great. Let's do that. Great plan.
Sue is going to raise their hand. There are several other gators, I believe, up above us. Didn't we leave a whole bunch of them up there?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
We did indeed.
So maybe let's just check out the other wing and see if maybe there's like a back door exit or something. I'm feeling
maybe there's like a lever that says pull this, all the gators will die.
Wrong lever.
Let's do it.
All right. In this wing, you see there are some cages, large cages enough that could fit, you know, two large humanoid creatures. There are some wooden tables that have chains and other devices used to restrain. And then there is a table that has all sorts of alchemy equipment. It seems that this was used probably not to torture, but to experiment on living humanoid creatures.
Gross.
Yuck.
Mm-mm.
Can I roll something to see if there's anything of value in here or anything that would help us?
Yeah, go for it.
Investigation, perception.
Yeah.
Survival.
Survival or investigation would be fine.
Survival is better. I will roll that one.
You tricked him.
That's a 14 Ooh. Plus 3, 17 for Sue.
Yeah, so there is enough to be able to put together an alchemy kit here. You know, there's a lot of vials and syringes and things like that, which, you know, seeing the large pool of acid behind you might be worth collecting a little bit of. But other than that, as you're scraping together those pieces, you find that there is a small map under all of these vials where it seems that someone has crudely drawn tunnels and has labeled the map under Gather Hold, which is the capital of the Talenta Plains, where Glint, you would be very familiar with.
Would indeed.
Sue and Fiddles would both be, at the very least, vaguely familiar with, but you surely would have been there at least a couple times.
Well, y'all, I don't know if this is helpful now, but I do have this map that looks like maybe there's some tunnels under a place called Gatherhold. Anybody heard of it?
More than a few times. I've been myself. Can I try to memorize this map?
Sure. Roll an investigation check.
I did my thief internship in Gatherhold.
It's 13.
Okay. With the 13, you have a pretty good layout of what that would look like. Also, you being familiar with the city would give you a general layout of the direction that things flow and your cardinal directions, all that stuff. Glint and the two halflings here would both be at least somewhat aware that if you just killed a famed boogeyman known for kidnapping children who never appear again, this could be a way to rescue people who might have desperate need of it.
Nah.
Carter, hang on, Carter, did you just say nah?
Yeah. Aw, we're good.
Cool. Yeah, love it. Ooh. Awesome.
We should turn this into the proper authorities.
How far is Gatherhold?
It is across all of the Talenta Plains.
Perfect. Yeah, for sure.
So on the other side of the nation.
Sue will hand the map to Glint. Hey, I think that you should hold on to this. You feel like the most responsible person. Oh, wait, no. Should we put it in the, what is it? What do y'all call that? The little bag?
You want to stick it in the triple dipper?
That one. Hey, let's put it in the triple dipper.
Is it a physical map that I can hold with my half-elf hands?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I feel really stupid. I thought you meant it was written on the floor.
I was waiting.
I was like, I have to photographic memory, memorize this map.
I was like, why are you trying that? I mean, that's cool.
I was waiting to be like, Ridley just goes in and picks up the map and rolls it.
That's why I was like, I guess he thinks he's going to get separated from us at some point.
Same.
I don't know.
I thought he was just trying to be prepared.
My end goal is to memorize every book and scroll in all
every
of Eberron.
Map.
Become something of a living library.
Big brain. Big brain it.
I think you should just have a set a goal to kiss somebody someday, man.
All right. Well, there was no door down here, so I think we're at a crossroads. Do we go back up the way we came, or do we roll the dice and see what happens with that portal?
I mean, I sort of feel like if we go upstairs and tell the nerds up there that we killed the boogeyman, we might just get a free pass on out of here. Who's going to want to step to that?
Oh, great and powerful Ramshackle, noble sorcerer, we beseech thee, using your wizardly knowledge, can you assess the true nature and perhaps the destination to which this portal is tethered and allow us insight into the knowledge which you so ascertain.
Let me know if you want a translation, Ramshackle.
He walks over there and
Glint's like bowing a little bit, by the way.
he like grabs one of the little magical wisps that are floating from the portal, which are not substance, like they're insubstantial. He just grabs it out of the air and puts it on his tongue.
Stop tasting stuff.
He's putting everything in his mouth.
He's a toddler.
He's 2 years old. My son.
Emerald Agassi of wizards.
This is a...
Stop!
It's a type of portal. If you have a little substance or connection to another portal, it'll drop you off over there. But if you guys don't got a substance stone or a landing strip that you're going for, who knows?
Will it stay open if we leave and come back?
Probably.
Good enough for me.
Let's save scum. Let's leave, come back in. If it's closed, then we'll reload this save.
I think the most important thing here is we save the dying turtle.
You guys cool if I dip out?
Nope.
I'm real thankful that you guys took care of me and everything, but I got to go take care of a monkey and, you know, I got gardens, plants to water.
Ramshackle, my friend? Hold that thought. Can we huddle, please? Can we huddle, please?
I was going to say the same thing. All right. Do we need him for anything else?
I need him.
Emotionally?
I've been seeing him. it's narrative
catharsis.
Do
you need him to lick stuff? It's okay if the answer is yes.
Jeez.
I've seen him in my dreams.
Okay, so he needs him to lick stuff.
The dream, the visions I told you about.
Well, let's ask him to go back to Jody's with us, and maybe y'all can chat while we get Swill figured out.
That would mean a lot to me.
Hey, Shackle, how about you come back with us, friend? We'd maybe get you a little food, some sleep.
Jody misses you.
Yeah, Jody misses you. There's lots of licking to happen.
I'm
better
a rat
lick while
chef.
The licking's good.
There's actually no, on her whole farm. We've been over the whole farm. There's no signs that say you can't lick this.
He's right.
I don't want to burst anybody's bubble. You know, I'm real thankful for what you guys did.
This is so lit.
Jody isn't my favorite person who's ever existed, and I don't think she'll be the happiest person to see me back. We have a history.
Okay, Ramshackle, here's the deal. You owe us a favor on account of the whole save your life thing. You're going to come with us now because that's what friends do after you save them from certain doom.
Roll a persuasion check.
Don't mind if I do. That is a 9 plus 9 for an 18.
Come on now.
Sure.
Well, okay.
He like cracks the bones in his back with a stretch, rolls his shoulders, and takes his leather jacket off and ties it around his waist.
Badass.
He's very Master Roshi, you know, is shredded, has a tank top on underneath.
Yeah.
Let's get on the road then.
Sick. Gold chain.
Yeah, gold chain for sure. It's got a giant diamond.
Yes.
In the medallion. Nice.
Does he ride a motorcycle? Can we ride his motorcycle back to Jody?
Oh, you'll see. You'll see. I have plans for this.
Ramshackle, I never noticed your diamond studs before.
Had to work for these.
Grabbing the rope and pulling yourself up this steep walkway, you find yourself back in the entryway, and it is nighttime when you emerge. Curiously, this fire is still burning, and there are 4 humans huddled around the fire.
What?
Oh, they're were-crocodiles. Yeah.
They're were-gators.
They're were-gators.
They're were-crocodiles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I forgot.
Hello. Hey, friends. Everything got handled. It was great. God, food was good, man. Had a great time. We're just going to head on out. Y'all have a good night.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah,
Dick Van Dyke.
Y'all have a great...
two turtles
y'all
here
have a
now.
Good night, man. This was so what? Fun. I appreciate y'all.
Okay. you guys can go, but I don't know where Ramshackle thinks he's going. He's one of us now.
Oh, beans, the yellow eyes.
Yeah, you know, we're a dying breed and all. We got to keep our numbers together.
He's on assignment.
Assignment?
We're his assignment.
Assignment from who?
Oh, if you have to ask. You know?
It's a good point.
Human woman speaks up. She's like, well, now that you killed the Oogie Boogie, I figured you'd need to stick with us because his people, once the Civil War is over to reclaim the throne, are going to be coming for you. Safety in numbers and all.
Are we supposed to ask about the Civil War here?
That was so much lore you just dropped.
Hey, do his people know the individuals?
Can I do a history check?
Sure.
15 plus 6, 21.
Praises.
Great. Yeah, with a 21, you know that as this boogeyman is a creature who has lived in folklore for hundreds of years, and now that you've confirmed that he's a vampire, you know that he likely has associates that help him run his operations or helped him. And surely after a figure like that were to pass, there would be a power scramble.
Ah.
Hmm.
So a civil war amongst the vampires.
At least his brood of vampires.
Yeah, sure. Well, here's the thing, my friend. We were kind of able to handle ourselves down there. I think if we can take on the boogeyman and a dragon or two, we'll be just fine in the middle of some kind of civil war. Now, if you really want to see how rare your breed can be, you could try and keep us from leaving. But as for now, we got a sick buddy here that we got to figure some stuff out. How about that?
Give me an intimidation check.
Ooh.
Is there a way to help? Can Sue just like stand really menacingly behind?
Can I
like
growl?
Wield some knives?
Can I throw a trident through one of them?
It's a 13.
With a 13, one of them, this burly blonde man walks over to you, Donnie, and is like, "You look like shit."
What? To Donnie?
We only have like 6 health
points. You have all these wounds on you. You're in our house. We have at least 6 pet gators laying around, hungry. And you're trying to take one of our own.
What about like a trade? Y'all said that you're hungry. I'm a real good chef. I could cook you up some dinner.
One need comes first, and it's the need to have a pack.
You can keep it if you just leave me alone. I want your pack to stay together, man, and I want mine. Why don't you just let us out?
Do you guys want to roll with us? Are you saying you want to squad up with the homies?
How do you feel about were creatures?
Well,
oh, well,
when you transform, are you going to eat us or will you be cool?
Eat you.
Then that's a no. That's going to be a no.
I have a +2 to acrobatics. Could I do like a cool flip or like a like a 180 in the air maybe to like intimidate him a little bit?
What are you going to do about your pet wizard there when he turns into a gator? The sun comes up in a few hours.
Yeah, we figured how that kind of stuff works. We've been reading plenty of R.L. Stine to know how to handle all the scaries, all right? So how about you just go ahead and let us on by.
Okay, but if something happens to our friend, our new friend, our new brother.
Yeah.
There's going to be problems.
There will, because maybe with a long rest or two, I won't feel and look like shit anymore. Then you'll have more problems than you do right now.
Yeah. So your tribe's big plan to expand is to just wait here so that maybe someone comes by and you can make them aware, Croc. Is that... That's kind of what I'm seeing. Tell me where I'm off.
Unless you want to sit down and join us for a history lesson. It's a long story.
That sounds really bad. What I'm offering you is let us be your Werecroc South Campus. Big old ramshackle.
You want to join? I can make you a Werecroc.
I don't think you want to touch me right now.
Well, roll intimidation because I was sick.
A little snapping turtle action. They seem to be like, I don't want to fight right now. But when the sun is up, they're down to fight.
So we could just kill them right now, y'all.
Hey, I have literally 6 hit points. I cannot kill anybody.
I have an observation for all of us. We're all ready to be done talking to each other.
This is bad.
So, end.
Yeah, Fiddles scene. Just walks
That's
out
it.
The front
We're done
door, I think.
Talking to each other.
Bye.
Have a wonderful wear life.
All of your mounts are still tied to their posts outside.
Tell it!
As you guys start getting mounted up and everything, you quickly realize that Swill and Ramshackle are going to have to join it. Swill is going to have to join in. And so that means he's either going to have to get on with Donnie and Suey, or he's going to have to get on the frog with Ridley.
I feel like...
Donnie puts a hand on Ridley's shell, and he's just like, hey, brother, listen. Chetta and I have carried heavier weight than your brother here. We're fine to carry him unless you want to be in some close proximity. I don't know if any soul jostling would be too good with being on the back of Groke, but it's up to you, man.
No, that's fine. Thank you. Yeah, then let's just get on the road.
Then Donnie's just kind of like, hey, man, you, how you doing? You okay?
It doesn't matter. We can do this. He's going to be fine.
Okay.
Ramshackle puts two fingers in his mouth and does this pretty shrill whistle. And from the ground, you see flames start to burn.
Whoa.
Until they get high enough to start forming into a shape and slowly start spreading out and form this like skeletal fire horse.
Ooh, let's go. Oh.
Dude, Ramshackle's badass. Can I play as Ramshackle? You can be Glint now. I'll be Ramshackle now. Trade.
Trade. I unplug your controller and put it in the third player, and I unplug my controller and put it in the first player.
I figure if I'm going back to hell, then I should look the part.
Ramshackle, that is literally the coolest sentence I've ever heard, and I just killed the boogeyman about 30 minutes ago, so...
Because hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Anyways...
Oh, no.
So you do have a sordid romantic past. I knew it.
He's a misogynist.
I knew it.
The fire from the horse is licking the sand around it.
Ew.
Does he leave like a trail of glass as he rides across?
Very good.
Hell yeah, he does. Hell yeah.
Cool.
So cool.
Cool. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Just like Frozone.
It is nighttime, and you're about to head into a swamp. And so it would be a good idea to find a place to take a long rest unless you want to ride through the night.
Nope. We rest.
I would love to camp.
If we
get attacked, it's over.
Yeah, but we could get attacked in the morning.
Yeah, when the sun comes up, won't Ramshackle try to kill us?
Oh, dunk.
I don't know. I think we take the risk.
I think we rest.
Hey, Ramshackle, when you... turn into a crocodile, a were-crocodile in the morning when the sun comes up. How strong do you get arms-wise?
they double or triple in size?
Yeah, but that's popcorn muscles, baby. I'm talking, how much weight are you pushing?
Could lift a couple stone caskets.
Okay, it's not ropes, so ropes aren't going to cut it.
Could bend a lot of those bars.
I think we should ride through the night. It's making
me just
nervous.
Dump him on Jody?
I think we got to ride through the night.
I think Jody can do more than we can. Yeah.
I think we got to ride through the night. I think you're absolutely right. Can we short rest in the saddle? Can we short rest while we are in the saddle? It's pretty restful.
Not because not normally really. I would say it is possible, but it is nighttime.
The and least so, restful time of day.
It's you have to do a lot of navigation to ensure that your horses don't trip in a mud hole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Through the night. Let's go.
The warning for this is that you will all take a level of exhaustion if you ride through the night.
What if?
And I actually know what that is, but Doge doesn't.
Yeah, that's true.
It means you get like disadvantage on stuff, right?
Yeah. So the rules for this is on the first level, you will have disadvantage on all ability checks. A second level would be your speed is halved. Third is disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws. Fourth, your hit points are halved. Your fifth is you cannot move. And your sixth is death.
Woof.
So we can stay up for 6 days?
Straight, yes.
Donnie's going to be like, well, I've learned a new tune. Here's the thing. And DM, you can let me know if I can even do this. But who here is feeling like they need the most rest? Who'd be the most willing to take a little nap knowing that Uncle Donnie's got you covered here? Anybody? Like, I'm outside of, like, who's the weakest right now? Who's got the least HP besides me?
Probably you, big dog.
I have 6.
Who's after that?
I have 25.
I have 6, but I can also cast Prayer of Healing and heal 6 people. It's a little 10-minute
spell. Yeah, we can just
spell.
Do a little heal. I could do some lay on hands. I'm in the 20s, so I feel good.
Here's the thing, too. Donnie, part of the things that Donnie learned is he has catnap. Up to three willing creatures can fall unconscious for the spell's duration. So it's essentially everything you would get from a short rest.
How long is the spell?
10 minutes.
In that 10-minute span, he plays his little song of rest and you all get a short rest. But you are incapacitated during that 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Could we do that and then ride through the night without exhaustion?
For those three people.
The issue of exhaustion is that you're not taking a long rest. So you'll still have exhaustion, but you will not be as low on hit points.
Does anybody have a way to knock Ramshackle out?
I have hold person.
Same, I've got hold person.
He's just right there.
He gets it.
What's your goal there?
Ramshackle, could you cast sleep on yourself to sleep through the day tomorrow so that you don't murder us when you turn into a big crocodile guy?
Yeah, can you control it when you're a croc? I mean, Blondie hated us, but that was a disposition from the boogeyman. I don't really know how this works.
Problem is, I can't quite control my spells right now.
Let's get exhausted. Here we go.
I'm going to cast Prayer of Healing just to give us all a little boost. You get 2d8 plus my spell casting ability modifier.
We roll the d8s or you do?
I do. Oh, 3d8 because I'm casting at third level. So everybody gets 13 hit points back.
Nice.
Well, yeah.
Whoa.
Nice.
That's great.
Thank you, Sue.
Anytime, y'all. You know I got you.
Good use of a spell here. Okay, so if you guys are riding back through the night, is anyone going to lead the way in navigation-wise?
I have a +3 to survival.
I think also Donnie would be willing to go, because Suey is, I mean, all these animals are from there, but I bet Suey's been there for a while, so I think Donnie's fine to lead as well.
Okay. Then either of you can start off with a survival check with advantage.
Okay. So first roll was an 18, 15 plus 3.
Nice.
Ooh, second roll was a 21, 18 plus 3.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. With the first leg of the night is seamless. You know, you see a couple creatures hunting in the middle of the night, but they all seem to be scared of Suey just barreling through the brush. And other than the landing of the giant toad with Ridley on his back, it's pretty uneventful.
During this first leg, I want to ride up next to Ramshackle. I probably can't get too close to him because of his flaming bone horse, huh?
You can get close enough. It seems to be controlled.
Okay. Ramshackle, I have... Well, first of all, you may have noticed these cool spectacles. Do they look familiar?
He takes his tinted glasses that he's riding through the night off and puts them in his pant pocket.
You've been in my study.
We have. Forgive me for taking them. I feel as though you're somewhat of a kindred spirit to me. I also found your your book of logic puzzles and Well, I've had a lot of fun testing myself and perfecting my mental alacrity with these brain teasers. It just they're just cool. So thanks for having this book. I'm forgive me for borrowing it, but it's been cool.
He nods at you and
I can see that you might be a little kindred spirit to me. So I'll give you a little secret. When you're flipping through the pages of the puzzle book, lick your fingertips whenever you're turning the pages. Just a little pointer, see what happens.
Oh.
Avoiding paper cuts, of course.
Sure, yeah, right. No, that's why you would do it, I'm sure. What do you know of visions? Do you know anything of perhaps arcane experiences that would be visited upon the sleeping mind? I'm I've been researching this and I seem to have hit a roadblock in my studies.
I know quite a bit about visions. Used to have a couple buddies who would be visited pretty often by these visions.
It, that
Well, that's a secondary source. I mean, that's well, the book, the paper I'm working on. That's what happened to them?
One of them went off and is pretty successful. If not driven a bit mad by his endless pursuit of glory, the other was haunted by trying to protect someone he loved.
Oh,
he was like you. He had that same mark on his hand.
Glenn tucks it in his armpit. Tucks his right hand up under his arm. I was like, oh, driven mad. That's Coolio. Fantastic. I'm happy to hear that. There's 50. So two guys having visions, one of them doing, real great. The other one pretty bad. 50 shot. That's
both pretty bad. Both pretty great. Bad. Neither of
both,
them are great.
Oh, both bad. One out of one chance of doing pretty bad, but also going mad. Good. That's good. I'm glad I asked.
I gotta be honest here. I'm kind of familiar with your family.
My family?
Do you know who your parents are?
My dad's Steg and Moss found me on their step when I was a baby. They raised me as their son. They're my family. I know my family. I know them. Steg and Moss. Yes, I know them.
Those are unusual names for half elves. Did you guys come from Stormholm?
They're halflings. I'm adopted. They raised me as their son. And they're my family. That's my family.
Oh, great. Sorry I brought that up. And he just like awkwardly drifts farther away.
Glint is pretty rattled, still got his hand in his armpit, and is just going to kind of fall back a little bit. Maybe Genuine Questrine slows down a little bit and lets this flaming bone horse peel ahead of us.
Is this during Donnie's shift? So Donnie's... Would Donnie have heard this?
You're leading the charge. I don't know where... Not. Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
I would imagine we're close to the back.
I don't think anybody's asleep, though. Nobody's short resting.
Nobody's asleep.
Yeah. So right. Everybody's awake.
Yeah, just the sound of hoofs pounding into the... squelching into the waters of the swamp.
Hey, gross.
Yep.
What? Yuck.
All right, Glint. I didn't hear anything, but if I did, I'd want you to know that if you need to talk, I'm sure anybody here would love to do that with you. But didn't hear any of it. So... ride along.
Sue, after a while, Donnie needs to hang back, so why don't you give your survival check with advantage as well?
All right, y'all. Oh, that first one was a 7 plus 3, 10. Perfectly average. 16 plus 3, 19.
Great. That's the one. Let's use the 19.
Let's take that one.
Yeah. Second leg of the journey is easy, fine. Again, nothing eventful seems to happen other than coming across a couple critters that are going about their nocturnal lives. And of course, the occasional grunt from Ridley as he lands from a 30-foot drop.
Hey, guys, I just want to let you know, on this leg, if anyone wants to talk to the cool wizard on the bone horse, he's great at shattering your sense of self.
There are three paths presented to you.
Dice Tower Theater presents Dawn of Dragons, a fantasy audio drama.
Ambush!
For all intents, I should have you exiled.
Time to wait.
Sunless.
Down.
where our young heroes, bound by love and kinship, are forced on a quest to discover the truth behind the magic of dragons and seek those that stole it before their world itself is destroyed by the growing power of the Dark Army.
Come with us. Don't just wait here for death.
I won't lose you, my friend.
Take us below them.
Hold on.
You better answer me.
What was your name again?
The Blue Flame has the great risk, correct?
Are you sure, Sophie? I foresee a path you can understand, let alone tread. But you will have to walk yourself.
I am no stranger to being alone. I know it better than anything else.
Dice Tower Theater, the Good Hand production, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Wake. And remember the first thing you sense as your first clue.
Hey, y'all, this is Mariah. First, I am so thankful that you are here and that you are listening right now. Okay, now that you're all buttered up, I've got two quick asks for you. First, could you please take just a moment to rate and review us on whatever platform you're using right now? It'll take just a minute. Go ahead. I'll wait. Okay, now think about your favorite people. Picture them in your mind. Come up with a sweet little list. Open up your texts, copy the link to our show, and send it their way. Not only is this the best way for our show to reach more people, but now you've got one more thing to talk about at your weekly coffee hang. That's all I've got. I hope you're enjoying what you're listening to, and thanks again.
At this point, everybody's going to take on their first level of exhaustion. You can see the sort of red coming from the horizon as dawn is in sight. Also, your aid will end here. So if your hit point max increased by 10, you'll bring that back. And so then finally, Crossfork is in sight.
Is there a way to like flip the NOS on these horses and zebras and frogs and stuff and just try and book it before the sun really comes up?
Yeah.
Animal handling?
You're able to. I won't make you roll for it. They seem to be excited to be home.
Let's go, Ziggy. Let's get.
The animals all run towards the stables. Like I'm sure many of your pets, they are excited for breakfast and are just hounding down at their corrals, troughs, and everything. Everyone make a perception check as you're looking around for Jody.
Oh, no.
Okay. 16 plus 3, 19 for Sue.
18 for Glint.
Wait, are we rolling with disadvantage?
Oh, you do need to roll with disadvantage.
Ooh,
because of
good catch.
Exhaustion.
Oh, well, my second one was a crit, so I'll take the
nice.
Original.
Good work, Sue.
9.
5 for Glint.
9 for Donnie. What did...
13.
Fiddle's got a 3, a 2 minus 1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, 17. 13 plus 4 was the disadvantage roll.
Cool. Okay, so the group looks around. It seems like the staff is already up and about going through their chores and everything. And you see Jody, the lights on her cottage are on. You can see through the blinds on the windows. Or the curtains. I don't think blinds exist in fantasy worlds.
Yeah, let's keep it realistic, please.
They can in yours.
Yeah. I don't know what they're made out of. Anyways, they're curtains. And as you see her emerging from her house, her cottage, you look up and very high above your heads, almost at the same level of the clouds that you're just starting to see in the early morning sky, you see a massive airship that dwarfs any building that Jody has.
Fun.
Airships in the world of Eberron function, instead of having like a blimp, they have this colorful ring that surrounds the middle of the ship where the elemental powers its ability to float.
So cool.
I think that Sue and Fiddles, both of you having spent time at or near Phryla Ferry's home and the Bartholomew Estate, would know that this is a famed airship known as the Harbinger of Profit that is owned by Cornelius Bartholomew. Oh.
What a prick name.
Mm-hmm. The second.
More like Bartholomew.
God. God his ass.
Hey, take an inspiration for that.
Arbiter of profit.
Jody, seeing you guys, is in sort of her morning bathrobe. It's like, oh, hey. good morning, y'all. Why don't you get comfortable over there, right where we have...
Hey, Jody, we do not have time. Rami, little thing, he's a werecroc now.
Ramshackle kind of shyly walks up to Jody.
Hey, Jodes. It's good to see you.
Jodes. And at this moment, from from Jody's cottage, walks a very short man, but tall in stature, as Cornelius Bartholomew in these like very regal purple cloak walks out. He's a solid 4 feet tall, a giant among halflings, and he's like, this must be the group you were telling me so much about, Jody.
we're just covered in swamp mud.
Jody is like, oh, y'all, if you haven't met him, this is Lord Bartholomew. And this catches anyone who's familiar with him off guard, because he was not a lord. He's like, Jody, I didn't... anyways, yes, you've heard the news. I have recently been elected on the Council of Gatherhold. Nonsense. Allow me to introduce myself. And he goes by and like tries shaking each of your hands. He starts with Sue, and he says, I remember you, Susan, right? You are one of the cooks for Leferi?
Yeah, it's just Sue.
I'm terribly sorry, Sue.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
I'm terribly sorry about the way that things, the way that we parted on the estate. I know that we didn't work close, but I want you to know that I stood up for you whenever everything went down.
I want to roll some insight. Sue wants to roll some insight on this asshole.
Go for it.
Oh, and I have disadvantage, right?
Dang it.
Ugh.
Oh, hey, it's still nice. A 15.
Still fine.
Let me roll for his. He seems genuine.
Okay. Is he like trying to shake my hand in this exchange?
Yes.
Okay. I think if she's getting a genuine read, I think her southern hospitality will kick in and they'll accept the handshake, but not a long one.
Next in line is Ridley, and he's like, oh, a big fellow here. A titan among men. Lord Bartholomew. He goes to shake your hand, Ridley.
Yeah. Ridley's stressed, but he's a businessman through and through. And so Ridley is will shake his hand, and pressure wise is looking to make that handshake just scary enough that it's like we're right above hurt. Great to meet you, Ridley Fontina, the Fontina's Marina, selling the greatest secondhand sea vessels this side of Eberron.
Donnie's playing the Fontina tune while he says that.
Sure. Ridley, I've heard you're a businessman. Jody told me lots, and she told me that you lost your tie somewhere along the way. So I brought one, and you see a very tall, almost skeletal, but he is a human, walks out, and from his jacket pocket pulls out a tie and hands it to you, Ridley. So I know how things go. You know, between businessmen, we understand the importance of our looks and such.
Oh, goodness. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And Ridley will put the tie on.
Next up is Donnie. He's like, oh, I think... And he turns around and asks, you know, looks at his servant. He's like, yes, this is the one we've heard about. You are Donyark Goshkala. It's a pleasure to meet you. I've heard... lots of wild stories about you.
Well, you can call me Donnie Gash. And he puts a hand out and his it's a firm grip. Maybe a little squeeze.
You can see a little squint in his eyes, like he's 4 feet tall and you're towering over him. Ah, yes. The orcs of the north, powerful folk. Stops by Glint, and before he introduces himself to Glint, he stops at Davy. It's like, what a marvelous creature you have here. And he goes and offers knuckles to Davy, who...
Do not make me like you.
Gives it back to him. It's like, are you the... he turns to Glint. Are you the one who crafted this marvelous being?
Yes. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You've done an excellent job. This craftsmanship is spectacular. If you're ever in Gatherhold, I'd love to hire you for some of my projects.
Okay.
We'll be in touch. Rodrigo here will give you a card. He points to the tall skeletal man behind him. And then finally he stops at Fiddles and says, You look a bit familiar. Have I seen you around?
Racist.
He smiles and is like, quite an odd accusation for another halfling, but of course, I understand. You've surely had a long night being brave adventurers and such. And then he turns it back to Jody and is like, I suppose I'll go to conduct the rest of my business. Please give me a call if you have any needs. And he hands Jody like a sending stone for communicating two ways. And you see Rodrigo stands next to him and waves his hand, and they both begin to fly upwards towards the airship.
Oh, man.
Wait, can we stop this?
You can try.
Well, sorry. My ears are perking up. You're here on business? Of course you are. Gosh, if you don't mind me asking, I'm just curious how the other side of the world, you know, plays in the big leagues. What business are you doing here?
Well, every so often I come out here. I take a visit to, of course, Crossfork. Jody is a master at procuring rare goods, and then I occasionally stop by the ports on the coast just to see what goods have come in from the other continents of Eberron. The principalities, the pirates there often have quite rare, sometimes brilliant works of art.
So were you didn't have any business with Jody, or?
Oh, I did. I was acquiring a rarity from her that is... has taken quite a bit of time and a bit of legwork, and so we're preparing for some deliberations and debate that will happen with a couple of other guests that will join us today, tomorrow, whenever would the winds blow them our way.
I want to get a read for Jody's face. Obviously, I'm trying to like play dumb here a little bit, but I don't know what he already knows we know. Does that make sense?
Oh, sure. So that'd be an insight check. With disadvantage.
19 and a 9.
Oof. Jody seems somewhat smitten. You are unable to tell if he thinks that you are in on what is happening or not.
Okay. Okay, so acquiring a rarity in this, and now you are a newly... I think I heard this right. Newly elected councilman for one of the largest cities.
Yes, and I've they granted me governing authority over a bit of land as well.
Amazing. So you must be meeting with someone really, really important and all above board out here in the swamps.
Yes, a little project that the halflings were invested in.
Well, there's kind of two things that Jody sells, unless somebody's opening a zoo, you wouldn't happen to be dealing in weapons.
Roll a history check real quick to see how much you know about the halflings.
With disadvantage?
Just a normal roll is fine since you have been around two halflings and another from Gatherhold for a while.
Great. Well, with the flow of time, that's a 4.
Okay, so you're asking about weapons? And he's like, of a sort, you know, you must not, I imagine you're not out in the plains very often. A lot of our people tend to specialize in the taming and raising of dinosaurs. And so I'm doing a little bit of inquiry and to see if we could start a new tribe.
Is he lying?
Roll an insight check.
Like, okay, out of game, out of character for a second. I just found out that a huge politician is giving the main source of terror, like he's dealing in dragon eggs to help within like a nomadic, like terrorist group of elves. And I think that that's interesting. Like this feels like leverage to me.
Out of game, the halflings of the Talenta Plains are, especially outside of Gatherhold, are divided into tribes that carry, you know, they like split up their land. And since the war, they have been focusing a lot on centralizing and creating like a strong central group that can repel other invading countries who want to take the Talenta Plains for themselves. And so...
Okay, so he's not making an alliance as much as he is...
He is investing in
his own security.
Powerful defenders for the future, or aggressors.
Are the halflings the main like people in the Talenta Plains?
Yes.
Okay.
No more questions.
And just from my own brain, did I hear that? Does he already have the egg? Like, is he leaving? Is that the vibe we're getting?
He doesn't seem to be leaving soon. He seems to be understanding that the rest of the negotiations for everything that's going to happen are going to happen later. Jody Great. Previously told you that the Wyvern Riders are involved in this discussion.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Rodrigo, his wizard, casts fly, and they get beamed up.
Okay, so now back to the time-pressing issue, Jody. Rami here is about to become a werecroc, we're pretty sure.
Yeah, and Swill might die.
Oh, dear.
I think we got all kinds of priorities, yeah.
Swill's soul is sick, Jody.
Okay. She claps her hands and casts Thaumaturgy, and so this, like, loud thunderous clap just like resounds across all the grounds, and so you can see her laborers
we take 50 thunder damage.
All of you die. You see the laborers like tying up the animals that they're working with and, you know, putting down the chores that they're in the middle of and kind of run over, and she's like, all right, y'all, we got a code yellow, and my old friend here, Ramshackle, he needs to be taken under custody. Make sure he does not escape. Shouldn't take too long. You know where to take him. Ramshackle, you know, I'm sorry about this. And he kind of is nodding in a resigned way. And so the Goliaths and these burly dwarves like grab his arms and like hut, 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 just sprinting with him towards the kitchens. What happened to him? The werecrocs got him and
boogie. Yeah, I'm not quite sure. They said they were trying to like build their community or something. I don't know. They seemed a little nervous.
Oh, that tracks. Oh, those poor people. Okay. Yeah. You folks look pretty tired.
I have about like one level of exhaustion probably.
I don't think the riders will get here for another couple hours at least. They're fickle. They come and go as they please. They think they own the river. So,
sorry, Jody. Swill.
Oh, right.
His soul is bad.
She her eyes start glowing, and she kind of helps you lay Swill down and looks over his body and kind of opens one of his eyes, seeing, you know, that it's this hazy white. Oh, dear. Well, Swill is... was he part of a ritual?
Yes.
A summoning one? They summoned something down there?
Yes. A big black dragon. He jumped into some acid.
Okay, so it seems that your pal here, his soul has been split as a part of that ritual. And so he needs time and attention, or he's going to be stuck in a sort of trance-like state for, I mean, as far as I can tell, years and years.
Ridley writes the name Swill in the sky and reorganizes it, and it says, I am Lord Voldemort.
He's a total crux, dude.
Total crux.
Listen, I'm not a healer. That is not my inclination. But you got some halflings with you. Lord B here told you about his new situation in Gatherhold. I don't know how much you know about Gatherhold, but they have a lot of spirit doctors there. And I think they might be able to help him back.
Okay. Spirit doctors. Got it. What's our timetable look like? And Jody kind of like, he like really kind of pulls aside. He's like, hey, I'm kind of losing it here. And I'm trying to keep it together. I gotta focus on a lot. But do we have time?
Yeah. As long as you know what? Here, try this. And she takes your hands and sort of casts Lay on Hands through you onto Swill. It dumps all of your resources into him. But although Swill still has that hazy look in his eyes, he kind of begins to act almost like a zombie, like mindless, but stands up and begins to like feed himself. He tries to. He walks over to like the horse trough and like reaches into the grains. And if nobody stops him, he just takes a handful of grains and eats them.
Swill always loved those oats.
But you know, other than that, he's not in mortal danger or anything like that. He should be
right.
He should be okay, but he is going to be like stuck like that unless you can get him to a doctor.
Do we know? Okay. Johnny's kind of looking around for snaps. Do we know where he is?
You left them over at the pavilion you had dinner that one day.
Okay. So I'm guessing.
So they're either there or. They're either there or by the boat.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jody. Thank you.
Of course. I hope those negotiations later, if you stay to participate in them, I hope they go your way.
Me too. We'll figure it out.
Y'all go reconnect with your people. I'll have somebody bring y'all some breakfast. What is the plan now?
I think let's go to
fall asleep immediately.
Yeah, long rest.
Where are you?
And I think Fiddles. Oh, I assumed we would go back to. Didn't she? Wait, didn't she let us like crash in a barn or something?
Yeah, there's like a pavilion,
like a cabin here.
Yeah, that.
Yeah,
there's a pavilion that you guys crashed at before.
That is where Snaps is.
Yes, likely.
Do we need to check on our other, like on Leadhead? Can you check with what is your
Nicole Kidman? Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, I will. See through the eyes of Nicole Kidman briefly to check in on that.
He just warg into Keith Urban's wife really quick and just see what you can see.
Nicole Kidman is perched on Leadhead's shoulder. He, Mezcal, and Cornelius seem to be dragging the boat out of the water. Concerningly, it seems to have a lot of water in it. Like a lot, like at least a foot of water in it.
Oh, man.
And Snaps is kind of standing to the side, just awkwardly being like, well, I can't really help out here, so I'll just be like, good job, guys.
Make nachos.
But yeah, they're all together on the shoreline.
I can speak through Nicole Kidman, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I think as Nicole Kidman, I would turn my head to face more towards Leadhead and just be like,
what? How's it going?
Just kidding, it's me. calling on my bird.
Who said that?
It's Fiddles. Oh. I'm talking through the bird.
Oh.
Through Nicole.
Hey.
Are you y'all good? What's going on here?
Well, we don't really know what happened. We was hanging out playing cards, and the boat started sinking. And so Cornelius and Mezcal went out to investigate, and I jumped in the water to see if there was somebody in the water or a big fish or something, but we couldn't find anything. So I don't know, the boat just started sinking.
Gage, can I be contacted by Nicole Kidman, like if Leadhead needs me?
No. It is manual only.
Okay, got it.
Okay, well, Leadhead, sounds like you've got a boat to plug, and we've got some stuff to wrap up here. So if you guys are good just plugging the boat, we're good too. And I'll check back in soon as the bird.
Okay.
Can you plug the boat, Leadhead?
We'll do our best.
All right, Captain. I'm hanging up the bird now.
Okay.
Don't forget to put the bird back on the cradle. Charge the bird.
As I sort of exit Nicole Kidman mode, I turn to look at everybody, and Fiddles just says,
they're good, boat sank, they're fine. Let's go to sleep.
You're really putting some big decisions in front of us.
You guys are, you know, you make your way to the pavilion. There's already like a pot of eggs and some ham and bacon. And
any wyvern eggs? Hold on. Any wyvern eggs? Oh, he got you. He got you, Gage.
Good thinking.
Are there wyvern eggs? Got you.
Scrambled wyvern eggs. So it doesn't. Yeah.
We did not hear that it needed to have the shell.
An omelet is 1,000,000 gold.
And there's some fresh made salsa here. Oof. And
wyvern salsa.
There are some like hammocks and stuff laid out for sleepy times. She's like even rolled up some curtains on the edges of the pavilion so you can black out the sunlight.
She's so kind.
Glenn's kind of like very awkwardly struggle into the hammock. He still has got his right hand in his left armpit, still hiding his dragon mark. And so he's basically using one hand to get into the hammock. And I think it probably flips over and spits him out a couple of times before he successfully manages to like settle in this hammock and try to lay down and go to sleep.
Everything in Sue just wants to like hold it still for him. But I just remembered that Glint is probably twice of Sue's size.
Davey just sits down in the middle of the ground and you hear him turn the lights off in his skull. Like, okay. Is there any plans before you guys settle down?
I think Ridley is trying. It's probably like, okay. Hey, a swill? A zombie swill? This is weird. I need you. Can you hear me? I need you to sit down.
He sits down.
Okay. Do you need water?
No response.
Do you need food?
He's munching on a handful of scrambled eggs.
Okay. If you need me, I'll be right here. Okay? Can you do that?
No response.
Okay.
Donnie will come over and sit down with him. Maybe he'll like sit down and put a hand around Swill, like an arm around Swill. Like they're all just hanging out together. You kind of look at Swill, like look over at Ridley and be like, how you doing, man? For real. This has got a weigh on you a little bit. How are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry about my response earlier.
No need to apologize.
I'm all right. Sometimes when life gets like this, there's a couple things that I'm wrestling with. First of all, I'm frustrated that I'm scared. When Swill is at full operating capacity, frustrates the hell out of me. And yet, the moment something goes south and it's... I can't think about losing him. I can't think about what Snaps is going to feel. I spiral. And so I can appreciate that I am of two minds when it comes to this man. And that is frustrating. But I don't know. I've learned enough in these situations that I sometimes the only way out is through. So I'm trying to get through.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Red, you're a pretty resilient man, pretty resilient guy. I see that. I think you're also pretty creative, and there hadn't been anything that come across you yet that you haven't polished up and made look a little bit better. Now, at what cost, I'm not sure, but listen, you kind of carry this in a way that feels like it's only you. I don't know if it's only you anymore. And he kind of like looks around the room to kind of like see everybody doing whatever. Maybe Glint's still trying to figure out how to be comfortable with a hand under his arm. He's like, listen, there's a lot that still hadn't been said among some of these people. We got frosted tips and everyone can tell Glint's trying to hide something, and there's still a lot to come to the surface. And honestly, I think we're starting to feel each other out. Know when to pry and know when not to. But I want you to know with me, man, we can talk about any of this. I'm pretty well versed in carrying things. Not just like double my weight and stuff, you know, like it comes with my class and things
carry
like that.
Carry a tune too.
You know, not a trait type thing, but like carrying stuff, man. It's a lot. I don't know. Sometimes I have to escape and I don't know if it's good for me to be gone for that long. So maybe we can help each other out. But I think old Swill's going to be fine for now. Hell, as long as he's not shooting fireballs at me, I'm not going to say I like this version better. I want to clear his mind a little bit, but it seems a little harmless to me. I think he's going to, like, on the harmless note, put like his hand up for some, give him some scrambled eggs out of Donnie's hand and like feed him a little bit.
Ridley, like, visibly like loosens up after that. He's like, I appreciate you, Donnie. I'll take you up on that. You try so hard to carry things for everybody else. I don't know. It feels like weakness when you need it yourself, which is the exact opposite of something that I would tell anyone
right.
who needed anything. So I appreciate you.
Yep.
I appreciate you calling me out and seeking me out. It means a great deal.
Do either of you have dark vision?
I do.
Donnie, you see from one of the edges of the curtains, a fuzzy hand grabs the edge and like pulls it aside. It's not fuzzy, it's furry. And you see peeking his head into this pavilion, Blindo.
Yes.
The Hadazi ape man.
How does he do it?
Who looks around and sees that you guys are awake and talking and kind of crouches down. And by crouch, I mean he's like sitting in midair doing that little thing, just perched basically. He's like, oh, hey guys. So I wanted to tell you that I found out where the elemental is to repair my airship. And, you know, I may have overheard a conversation that you guys had about
wanting a certain egg. And I may also know that someone here is here to buy that egg. And so I just want you to know that if we can repair my ship, I might have a getaway vehicle for everyone. And so maybe you do with that information what you will, and I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. But if you guys want to go get that elemental, that'd be great. Thanks, bye.
Well, where? Is he gone?
He scuttled away, like, on all fours, and then, like, scuttles right back under the curtain. He's like, remember, I said that we thought we found out an idea where it could be. Deep in the swamps, there is there's a place called the Steam in the swamp. It's a hot swamp, which is, it probably smells really bad too. The lizard folk used to use it for rituals, but I think it's abandoned. And I found out there. I went to go look, and there is surely an elemental in there.
Yeah, Blendo, I should have read my notes. You did communicate this, and I appreciate it. Could you draw me a map so that we could have Glint memorize it?
Oh, yeah. I got it. And he, with his foot, draws out a map, like holding a paper with one foot and drawing. He's sitting on the ground now. Like, yeah, I got it. Sorry, I'm right-footed.
Okay. Blendo, thank you.
Yeah, he hands you the map. He's like, okay, I'm going to be in my tree.
Okay.
And I guess I'll see you guys. I guess I'll see you guys later.
Thank you. Impeccable timing, my friend.
Thanks. And then he just scurries away.
Don't you love when a guy that you met one time comes to your camp and is like, you guys want to, like, let's do crime. We can do crime. We can steal. Huh. And I would drive you away from it if you steal.
Totally down.
Glint. You felt it coming. I was
afraid of this.
Almost pricking at your mind all day, really, since your conversation with Ramshackle. And the moment you fall asleep, which I imagine takes a little bit of tossing and turning, you smell ozone overpoweringly. You are standing on a platform. All around you is a wall of gigantic storm clouds. You can feel the vibrations of thunder clashing together. Strangely, no rain is falling on you, but occasionally you can see the crackle of lightning off in the distance. Next to you, Anna, this woman who you've identified as Dale's partner, is shouting, seems to be pleading for something. And when you look at the direction she's pleading at, covered by storm clouds, you see giant blue eyes staring at the two of you. You're able to make out that she is pleading for a way to protect your home. And from the storm, you can hear this thunderous voice.
I will gift you a terrible power. In exchange, you will seek out the enemy. I have foreseen one who will come to these lands and destroy your people. Go to the east and seek out a warrior, a wizard, and a woman intertwined in a web of lies and deceit.
When it says this, lightning from the storm erupts, striking both you and Anna. And carved into both of your right hands is the mark of the storm.
Okay. Now, I want to try to get a sense of, like, did we expect this to happen? Is this... So I think I'm just going to be like, Anna, what do you make of that? A warrior, a wizard, a woman? seems unnecessarily cryptic.
Whatever it takes, Dale. You know how our the people of our land have been picked off for years, and we needed a way. We needed a way out, and if this is what it takes, then so be it.
I think after the conversation that Glint had with Ramshackle riding that badass flaming skeleton horse, I think Glint probably, I think let's change tactics. I think Operation Play Along is not necessarily getting me the information that I want. Glint's deeply, deeply afraid of going mad and losing his mind. He feels like that's him. That's the thing he has, is his mind. Anna, I'm not him. I'm not who you think I am.
What do you mean?
Dale? That's not me. My name is Glintwood Thistlewick. I'm asleep right now. This isn't real. This isn't happening. This isn't real. I'm not Dale.
She looks back at the storm and looks back at you and says, what do you mean? Whatever your name is, it doesn't matter. It's always been us. You were with me when we stood on the coast and talked about what our life would be if this war wasn't here. You were here when we sought out the caves of Stormholm, seeking this dragon so that we could do something about it. What do you mean?
He was here. Dale was here. I wasn't. This is... I will concede that I know precious little about these sorts of things. This may be real for you, but this is not my reality. Ramshackle, our wizard friend, he's with me out there. I just saved him from some were-crocodiles. This isn't happening.
Ramshackle? Who is that?
The wizard. With the ape, the wizard. I haven't been here. I will help you. I will. I promise. I will help you. I'll try to help you.
Okay, I don't know what this is, but I hope you don't take offense to the fact that I'm going to do whatever it takes to get my Dale back.
Hmm. Can I roll something to see if that's a threat?
Sure. Yeah, roll an insight check.
A little nervous about that. Am I still exhausted? I'm asleep, so.
I will say.
Pretty tired.
No, you are not exhausted.
Okay.
For the sake of being a dream. In a dream.
Okay. Roll insight, you said, right?
Inception's pretty exhausting.
Great point. You have to go deeper into the dream.
That's a 17.
You see that the mark on her hand is glowing. And the storm wind is beginning to whip around her.
No, I don't think he's gone. I don't know where he is, and I don't know what's happened to him. If we're being honest, I don't know what's happening to me, but I don't think he's gone. I don't think we have to resort to anything hasty here.
Let's get a persuasion check.
That's a 9.
But you die in the dream, you die in real life.
But I look like her partner that she loves so much, so that should be worth something, right?
Freaking face off right now, dude.
previously, there was no rain. And then suddenly, through the storm clouds, they almost erupt, and this freezing rain starts coating your skin.
Nicholas Sparks, bro.
She, the mark on her hand is glowing very brightly to the point where it's illuminating this whole area. And then all of the water that has coated you freezes you. And you wake up.
That went great.